Yeah, we're going nowhere. We're still filming on the Gango Nigeria Info. Thanks for that one, Spiff. Samuel Ajibola. Let's take ourselves into more around what the Premier League offered us for the weekend. And my word, is this not the best of times to be a fan of Chelsea, who as recently as just two seasons back were champions of Europe. The Blues have now lost 9 of their last 16 games in all competitions. Yeah. And their latest 1-0 home loss against Southampton is certainly something that wouldn't put a smile on the faces of fans who are very angry with what Graham Potter is doing there. In fact, in the last 5 games for Chelsea, they have scored just 1 goal, despite having the likes of Yao Felix and Modric joining the side. Graham Potter, what's up, man? Many people think you don't deserve to be the coach of this side.
Well, after a 1-0 defeat at home, any criticism you get is understandable. You know, I think we've had a tough period, and I think we've had lots of challenges in terms of integrating young players into the Premier League. Whilst results don't go your way, then it can be tough. That's how it is. And I'm sure there'll be people out there that'll think I'm the problem. Absolutely, and I understand. I don't think they're right, but I'm not arrogant enough to say that their opinion isn't worth articulating.
Well, that's the boss of Chelsea, Graham Potter, and like I did tell you, these days he has caused a stutter when speaking to any reporter. He thought that seat was hot. Now he knows it's hotter somewhat. That guy who runs things for the Blues took over after Thomas Tuchel was sacked. And Chelsea are 10th best. They have been number 10 for a while on the Premier League table. So my question to you who's listening to the broadcast tonight is, how much longer would you allow Graham Potter continue as coach of Chelsea if you were to be the owner of the Blues, if you were the guy who owned or who did call the shots at Chelsea? How much longer would you allow Graham Potter continue as boss of that side? Let's put the power into your hands. Decide now what should happen to this man next up. Over those, I'll come to you first off. Let's put you in that situation.
Yeah.
What will you be doing at this time, looking at the consistent struggles of the Blues?
It's quite tough right now for Graham Potter when you look at all that he's done, you know, and I think it's poor decision making all around. First off, you know, in spending, Chelsea have not been smart. They've not really spent smart. Spending 300 and something million transfer market is kind of a mirror reflection of what happened to Frank Lampard when he, you know, brought in players the likes of Thiago Silva. You know, he brought in so many players, Lukaku at that time. He also, you know, he brought in several big names, you know, to come and steady the ship. But at the end of the day, it was just chaos from one end to the other. And, you know, they had to sack him and Tuchel came in and then bang. But I feel, and this is me now, that action should be taken. First off, you give the man maybe a 3-match ultimatum.
That's you now giving him. Don't forget, you're the chairman of Chelsea.
Yeah, if I'm the chairman of Chelsea, with all the money I've spent right now, I cannot watch and just see new signings. I mean, you look at Modric. Modric is just like Hakim Ziyech with a lot of speed right now, because I watched him on Saturday. I called the game, and while I was watching him, I really didn't see anything special. You know, Modric is the fastest player in the Premier League, yes, but what does he bring? He lost more of the possession than I could even count. Joe Felix is a great guy, you know, but then he's yet to blend with Premier League environment and surroundings. So I would, if I was the chairman of Chelsea, I'll give Graham Potter a 3-match ultimatum. Give him that 3-match ultimatum.
Like, you know, to do NPFL things over this.
Yeah, I mean, give him. I'm telling you, because a lot of people will say, give him time, give him time. But Chelsea are sinking further down, and they don't seem to have any spark in the team to bring them up. So you give him a 3-match ultimatum, and if he doesn't meet up, then you sack him and bring in, you know, quality coaches. There are coaches there. Zinedine Zidane is available. Okay. You know, you also talk about Hansi Flick, who's been coming to watch Chelsea's matches of recent. So you bring those players. I feel that Graham Potter is just like David Moyes when he took over from Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United. You know, this kind of coaches are only able to manage meetable teams. You know, they're only able to manage the likes of Everton, West Ham, Leeds United. But then Chelsea is a big club. It's an institution. And to Bailey is just, he doesn't know the waters. He doesn't know the terrain. That he just has the money. And when you have the money, but you don't have the nuance, you don't have the know-how of how to run a club, you just do it anywhere benefits, if I have to use that word. And that's what he's doing. Buying players. We hear that he wants to buy Neymar. You know, and you look at the spending, it's just going on and on and on. But the players are not able to come together and have a style, a pattern, a game format where you say, okay, this is the pattern Chelsea are playing. Look at Man United right now. Mm. And that's the difference. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer really didn't have a style. But then look at Erik ten Hag. You see, Man United are playing in a certain way. Why? Because the coach has come in and he's taken out those players he doesn't need. All and right. Now he has brought the style. But Graham Potter is just throwing any player in the mix. Oh, okay, this one is not playing well. Let me try Zakaria. Let me try Fofana. Let me try Aubameyang. Let me try Felix. Let me try Mudrik. And it's chaos everywhere. So for me, 3-match ultimatum.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't do well, I'll sack him and bring another coach.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for your thoughts, really.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Chuma.
Three games to come for Chelsea. Next three games for the Blues. Tottenham must play away from home. Leeds United at the Stamford Bridge. And then Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League at the Stamford Bridge. Don't forget, they lost the first leg by a goal to nothing. Adesi Michael, what will you do, Mrs. Chairman?
maybe I'm Amanda Stavely of Newcastle. I think she is just around one of the just the only female Premier League executive board member we have. I'll just take her role
position,
for now.
Yeah.
So, actually, as it stands now, it's a bit of confusion. Big confusion to the owners that bought the club. The blame entirely is not even really on Potter. Yeah, I'll go on socials and then I'll tweet something else. But realistically, this is being a very I'm trying to be a professional and also trying to be objective. It's confusing.
So guys, you just heard, he's on Twitter, she's unprofessional. She just
Chuma, you are wicked. So it's a bit confusing. And then you sit down and you look at all of the situations. But however, most blame is tilting towards the coach himself. If you look at the team, you see a tinker man. He mentioned David Moyes. I'm thinking about in the Chelsea lineup.
Yeah.
His methods are reminiscent to Claudio Ranieri. Tinkerman, that's what I call him. Every Chelsea game comes with wholesale changes. On Saturday, Thiago, their best signing, despite £600 million, Thiago Silva remains Chelsea's latest best signing. And it was free. You can do your facts and check the impact. At the age of 35, he came into Chelsea. He's getting on 40 now. He's Chelsea's best signing. And now we're asking, is it that it's fault of Todd Boehly and crew that they did not investigate well before buying these players? Or is it that Graham Potter himself is just doesn't know how to handle them? Or maybe the job is too big for him? And there's another part that gets the fans angry. Is his calmness and diplomatic way of handling things. He gets the fans angry knowing that they want to see that emotion. Yeah, he's got a master's degree in emotional intelligence. He's guided his life. He's a very calm person. Maybe I like that kind of person as a partner, probably as a husband in my house. I love his calmness. But when, okay, look at what happened on Saturday. When Caesar was being treated for that concussion, he just only called Caesar as speaker. He has to give instruction. Why? I mean, while Celes, the other coach...
Caesar was
Arrizabalaga, rather. I beg your pardon. He was Kepa. And I'm asking, why are you calling the goalkeeper? Celes, on the other side, gathered his players, about 8-9 of them, telling them exactly what he wants them to do. It was time to coach. It was 10 good minutes of coaching. We saw Arteta. We saw Pep Guardiola. When there was a short break in that big game, they were talking to the players. He didn't do that. He only called Kepa. Kepa is not going to score the goals for you because he needed players. So Chelsea lacked direction. Most of all, the blame is tilting towards Potter to change the result. However, Todd also will be looking at, if we sack him now, the world will think that we don't know what we're doing.
That'd so that's
what
I said. Todd now in this context.
Yeah, so that's why I'm Todd now and I'm thinking, if I sack this man now, people will think that I just few
Please
months into people will think I don't know what I'm doing. People will think that I don't have the right structure. But however, something has to give way. Two wins in 14 Premier League games. Whoa. They've scored only 6 goals in 10 games. And all of the players, you saw what they did on Saturday. They were not properly coached. Everyone was just dribbling to shoot. There was no that synergy as a team. The coherence was not there. There's no clear identity. And I talked about how perception is a very powerful tool. So as he's very calm on the touchline, some fans will feel, oh, he doesn't want the job. He's not passionate about it. Generally, even in life, that's how I'll behave. Be like, say this person. Meanwhile, it may not be so. He may be very passionate about the job, but we want to see that. But does he change? That's not his. He's not his character. He's not a fighter. He's not the one that will get all agitated on this touchline. Does he change now to placate Chelsea fans to make them feel that it's a huge? And I don't know how far Todd Boehly is going to be against the fans, because right now the fans are not even happy with Todd for keeping Potter up until now. If it were the other regime. After the Southampton, and Southampton relegation, 20th on the log, and they looked like Real Madrid at Stamford Bridge. It was totally unacceptable. And Chelsea are looking at how Man United have kicked out unwanted managers and results have improved.
Yeah.
They're looking at Arsenal. Arsenal have changed a lot of managers, and Arteta is the real deal. So if you look at it now, they just want him out. So I think I'll look at the game against, I won't sack him, that's just the truth.
Okay.
I'll leave him to have a proper preseason. Yes, he may go by next season.
So you manage
season.
Him until the season.
Yeah, we just have 3 months to the end of the season. Not even big coach would even want to take the Chelsea job. You're going to put yourself under a whole lot of pressure. Bielsa rejected Everton because of timing.
No,
so they'll
I'm
just
bringing,
have to manage him to the end of the
to
season.
To help navigate Chelsea through to Champions League. Because
the
I feel
Champions
that they
League,
have enough
to
quality.
To
be no,
to
I mean, if it. You win the Champions League, you can get through to Champions League next season.
They can't win
the way
Champions
Chelsea
League.
Are right now, I don't think they'll qualify for the Champions League next season.
I'm keen to get the thoughts of Brownish and Alex shortly. However, let's go to the phone lines first. Bring in the fans to speak to us, you guys. We're giving you the title of chairman of Chelsea or the owner of the club. What would
chairman
you
of
do
chairman,
now, you know, like chair, NFF, chair. I agree to you, sir. Chair. How much longer would you allow Graham Potter to continue as Chelsea coach if you were to be the owner of the side, looking at their struggles at this time? Chelsea, by the way, have a zero goal difference, as in goal difference is zero, not plus, not minus. That's just neutral as we speak. 0700 993 993 993, the number you can dial to join us. That's 0700 993 993 993. For Afimo Colors only, 01465 7190. This is Game On. It's with Femi and the gang. Alex, the man that I call in the studio, Brownish, that is Michael, also the elder himself of Badoz, and myself, Chuman Noli. Let's give you a chance to introduce yourself too. Here we go. How are you doing? Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Hello, Chuma.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, please?
This is Don Duque from Sabayaba.
Nice one. So,
I greet everybody in the studio.
They greet you too. Chairman Don Duque, take over. What would you
thank you.
Yeah.
In fact, Graham Potter, according to Adeze, if you leave that man, before you know it, we're in the league table will be 20. And it says 20 mean relegation. So you know, try it. Let us do that experiment. You see what happens. You will lose all the matches.
So you're
so
chairman now. What are you doing? What are you going to do?
For us to continue to be sad, isn't it? In short, you are not with us.
I'm not with anyone. Naturally,
you're not with anyone. You are for everybody, but you're not for anybody.
Exactly. That's right, how it's supposed to be.
Don, thanks for speaking to us. I'm surprised you didn't want to take the chairmanship role and decide on what should happen.
He was busy calling me.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, Alex.
Hello, good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, everybody in the house.
They're saying hi.
Yeah, Chuma, it's a direct question. Let me give you the direct answer.
Yes.
Hello, Chuma.
Yeah, we're listening to you. Yeah.
For me, I will sack him immediately after the weekend match.
Are you serious?
But I will not appoint another coach. I will just allow the assistant to be a caretaker coach.
That's the point.
Because I look at Chelsea history. Anytime they appoint a caretaker coach, the caretaker coach will always come and do magic.
This is why somebody
for
said,
me, Aki, I will.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, somebody will say, Aki, you're right. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes, I will just sack him immediately after that first Southampton match. You can't do that now. A Champions League winner two seasons ago, lose it to Southampton in Stamford Bridge. I will sack him immediately. Tell the assistant to take over for him. Sure. Then start looking for a qualified coach from now to the end of the season.
Okay.
Then at the end of the season, I appoint another coach. Thank you very much.
Friday, thank you for going direct. This is what I want. I appreciate you. Alex, please, two more calls, and then we can also get your thoughts on social media, Twitter, WhatsApp, and on Facebook. Good evening. Are you there? You're live on Game On? Perhaps you're not. You just missed your chance. I'm so sorry. Are you there now? Welcome.
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, please?
My name is Ebuka Balin, calling from Morile.
Welcome, Ebuka. We've made you the chairman of Chelsea. What would you do to Graham Potter? Oh my God, chairman. It'd be like your network no good. As chairman, you're supposed to get like three different phones. Yeah? Call us back if you can, okay? Welcome.
Hello, chairman. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is St. Michael from Sulawesi.
Ah, you're a saint. So, Saint Chairman Michael. Let's go.
What happens to when you take 4 or 5 years? Mm. Must you have a result after investment? If somebody placed a team match, you want to sack him because he didn't win 9.
Abio.
If you give this guy 5-4 years, like the guy in Liverpool, he has some 2-3 years and he's delivered 4 Copa del Rey about. Mm. Let this season pass. By next 10 matches, Chelsea might pick up. When they pick up last 10 matches of the league,
season, yeah.
Probably they'll carry that form to next season. If you sack now, who is going to come to do miracles?
Okay.
The league is tough. So these people are just bored, they have to blend. So why must you sack? If I'm the chairman of that club,
yeah.
I give him this season, then next season, next half of next season. He didn't do anything good, then I will know what to do.
Chairman, right. Can I work in your company? Nice. Even when I don't give you results, you give me time. I appreciate you, chairman.
The investment is there. Let them work with investment for a lot. So let's get returns a little bit.
All right.
No big deal. Thank you.
You have a point, man. Thank you. I appreciate you. Alex, maybe one female caller, can we? Thank you, man. You're a good phone line chairman, Alex.
Hello.
Welcome, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Okay, this is Pekula.
Okay, Pekula. Has the dust also gotten to your own voice?
I'm affected though.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're listening.
Is it the Naira scarcity that also added to
the
voice?
It's the February Amatan.
Okay, sorry.
Exactly. Oh. Sorry. So, chairperson,
okay,
welcome.
Okay, so, I'll sack him.
Are you serious?
I'll start him and call back to chill.
As a female chairperson, you should have compassion on his family now.
For what? Look at, he's taking us to relegation.
Wow.
The club is bigger than him.
Hmm.
So I need world class coach. He's not
fit. You have a point, yeah. So chairperson, Peculiar, I'll sack him immediately, yeah? No more time. Pekula, thank you so much for your thoughts. I certainly do appreciate all your comments. Alex will read out more comments on social media as the show goes on. But Alex and Brownish, you know, I don't worry, you guys are going to dwell on our next talking point. I just want you guys to touch on the surface of this so we can move to other things on the show. Straight decision, boss. Alex, straight decision as
well. There's a financial implication if you sack him now. And I don't think, you know, Paulie would want to
you
assess
have to
that.
Pay him.
Alex, did you study accounting in school? Because you can't know these things and it makes sense.
No, I didn't. Because he was given a 5-year contract, you know, and that's a lot of money. So, I don't think Boli would want to look at that option. So I think he would stay to the end of the season.
You're that Boli guy, don't forget. So you're going to concede that.
Yeah, the funny thing is the results are not coming now. But like rightly so, like one of the callers said, they just, like I said one of the days here, they need a bounce. And a bounce is when you win one, you win two, you win three. You build on from there.
But it's clear that with...
In terms of that long-term contract, there's something... clubs are found to do.
Okay.
You place them on gardening leave.
Yeah.
They are out of the club, but they are getting their monthly. Not like it's an outright bulk money.
Okay.
It's a smart way. Just place him on gardening leave.
Then
you pay him weekly, but he's no longer there.
I need Brownish to come in now. Sorry,
yeah,
Alex.
Okay.
I know he's one of the highest paid around the place, so he understands his financial misappropriation.
He knows the fine lines.
Chairman Brownish, why will you go with a gardening leave? Is he a gardener? Because he's Potter, so he wants to mow and also garden things. but you know, would you go for this option as chairman of the team?
Personally, I would not only sack him, I would sack his entire backroom staff.
Wow.
I would sack everybody. You know why? Because here's the thing. The thing is, Chelsea are a big club, whether they want to acknowledge it or not.
Yeah. Mm.
And a big club is not just by name. You have to show the working on the pitch.
Mm.
And if it was like, you know, like Arsenal, when Arsenal are not getting the job done, at least they were playing pretty football.
Yeah,
Chelsea are not even playing pretty football. They can't seem to hold on to the ball long enough. They don't have any form going forward. They are toothless in attack. Mm. It's just bonkers. When he came in, I thought, oh, he would at least get them the basics. But they don't even have the basics.
Whoa.
So in my opinion, I feel like let him go. I think he assembled another person's team. The same way Lampard assembled Tuchel's team that he used to go and win the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
Sack him, let him go, right? If you're going to put him on gardening leave or whatever it is, or just pay him his bulk money so that him and his bad luck and leave your company, it's fine, right? But here's the thing. The thing is there are some coaches that are just like that, right? Like David Moyes. It doesn't matter how many years you gave David Moyes at Manchester United, he wouldn't have performed. But he went to West Ham and he was balling.
Went to Sociedad before he went to West Ham.
You know? And then look at...
That was a failure.
Graham Potter.
massive failure.
Brighton level, and he's keeping them consistently in the Premier League. But the moment he steps up to a place where, you know, there's more quality to manage, there's more facilities, there are so many, he just absolutely flops.
But again, to be fair to him, you know, when he started off as Brighton manager, he really didn't do well. He had to take a while. Had to take quite a while for him.
But
to
the difference between Potter at Brighton is that at Brighton,
you can give him time.
They bought players that could become world beaters with current potentials without pressure. Just coach them, we'll groom them and sell. Okay, the last three seasons they've been selling.
And at Brighton,
but at Chelsea,
you have time to build.
Exactly.
On that analogy
exactly. But at Chelsea, somebody spent £107 million buying one single player. You are expected to deliver.
But I never that kind of money
okay,
before.
Guys, on that note, we have to rest this issue. We need to move on to more things on Game On. Sorry, guys. I know that this is a debate you certainly want to debate on, but time no dismal at all. Alex is going to be reading out your comments on Twitter and WhatsApp shortly. Let's go over to Nigeria. Let's come back to our country now. We're going to go back to Europe in a bit. We have more to talk about European football. But in Nigerian football, our champions, Rivers United. We are Rivers United.
They had such a good singing voice.
By 3-0 in the CAF Confederation Cup. See, we didn't even play in Port Harcourt and we won like
and
this.
And we won like this.
Imagine if we played in Port Harcourt. What would have done?
It is hot.
Now Brown is chopping
five.
I just wanted to find out, sir. Against the Bonio in the first match, what was the result?
You know, Argentina lost their first game in the World Cup.
I mean,
I didn't know
Guma is now Scaloni. No Ala.
No Ala. No problem. Shall see.
You know Pep Guardiola.
You know Pep Guardiola.
See, it's not just Stanley Guma, it's Azunda.
Oh, sorry. Azunda, Stanley Guma.
Yeah, we had Malachi Ohaume and William Sukeme scoring in the first half of the game, and there was another goal from Dennis Ndassi to ensure that the Pride of Rivers beat ASEC Mimosas by 3-0 in their second game of the CAF Confederations Cup. Take away the S now. There's no S. The Confederations Cup is the one for FIFA. The African competition is just Confederation Cup. And they lost their first game away, but they won this one at the Akwa Ibom Stadium. It's called the Godswill Akpabio International Stadium in Oyo. Still on Nigerian football as we come back to the league, the Nigeria Premier Football League. Game Week 9 gave us quite a handful of exciting results for the weekend. Bendel Insurance, these guys are showing they have endurance, man. They're giving their fans assurance, no doubt about it. 1-0 against Enyimba, and one man has stood out so far this season, Imade. If you're to follow his name and you want to just pronounce it in a different way, you want to say I made. He's made. His career is already made. He's going to go international in a bit.
Oh my goodness.
You know, but again, truly, because you know, it's like when you want to call Adele. Adele is, but the spelling is Adele.
Adele.
Yeah? Yeah. So why don't we call this guy I made at once and not Imade? If you get what I mean. But here's the guy Imade who's.
But you can also you can also say he's Ade.
Thanks.
No idea what's going on in the studio anymore.
Let's hear from him now. He is very grateful that insurance beat Enyimba by 0-0 over the weekend.
First of all, I want to dedicate these goals to my family and then to my teammates. You understand, it's a collective effort. Football is a collective effort. I don't think they're going to pass the ball to me. I don't think I'll be able to put the ball to the net. And then we had a very good preseason, coupled with the fact that our coach is a very tactically disciplined and no-nonsense coach. So everything, we all work together for a particular goal, which is to remain in MPFL. And so far, so good. The work of a goal scorer, of an attacker, is to score. So by the grace of God, I'll be able to find the back of the net. And I pray it continues by the grace of God. Enyimba is a very tactically disciplined team and it's a very big team, you understand? So first of all, we are coming to the MPFL again. And so we had a little respect for them, though that was actually what caused a little bit nervousness in the game.
Yeah, they may have been nervous at the beginning, but at the end, they were smiling and laughing last, beating Enyimba by 0-0. Shooting Stars 2, Akwa United 2 was another result from match day 9 of the Nigeria Premier Football League. These results came from Group A. In Group B, we saw Bayelsa United play out a 1-1 draw against Enugu Rangers. Lobi Stars 2, Doma United 0 was another result. Niger Tornadoes 1, Dakada FC 0. And there was Sunshine Stars beating Wiki Tourist by a goal to nothing. You want to try it, Alex? The sun shall soon shine. Can you do it 6 times? Let's try.
No.
Oh, you're okay. You've given up already. Brownie,
sun shall soon shine. Sun shall soon shine.
You're giving up too, Brownie. I believe over.
Did that one time and I beat my tongue and it was bloody.
Sun shall soon shine. The 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 sun shall soon shine.
Six.
A sign.
No,
he didn't.
He did five.
No, that was good. That was good.
You see, when the antelope is flying in the air, he used to swim underwater in the mountain.
Don't do that. It's the halfway stage of the NPFL campaign. Don't forget there are 10 teams per group now. Group A, Group B, 10 teams each.
Yeah.
Halfway stage of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And insurance are not relenting at this. Can these guys be the Arsenal of this season and win the...
Say, give me insurance.
I remember likening them to Arsenal, and everything they do like Arsenal. Mm. They've maintained a particular starting lineup in all of their games. So the coach, maybe Graham Potter should call Monday.
Wow.
For how to maintain.
Wow. Ambulance.
Pick out a team that's got identity and have a system, a preferred system to how you want them to operate. And they've done that. How do you keep 7 clean sheets in 9 games?
Impeccable stuff, man.
Solid partnership, Tunami and the Ayan Wosonde, consistently. Ismail and the man you talked about, he's actually a graduate of Uniben.
I think he came through from one of these university tournaments. I'm trying to remember the name of the tournament. So.
IFL.
Nuga.
Yeah, IFL.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So, you know, everything is just, and again, they've got support. They've got everything working
from
for
the
them.
Government.
Yeah, they have a plan. They have a target. Even if they don't, of course, they can't continue unbeaten. Their reverse fixture in Aba, Enyimba is just immediately after the break. Enyimba is waiting for them. They want to get that pound of flesh almost immediately. Yeah. So I feel we must give them credit. Remo also gave us that bounce last season.
At least they qualified for the continent.
Yeah, so when they drop points, when they drop points, they were still within. We could say they will make it to the playoffs. Bendel Insurance with the way they're going.
We watch them, Sha, but you should also know that Rivers United.
Nothing for Rivers United.
Alex, Abeg, like 3
Chuma,
before the commercial.
I can assure you, nothing for Rivers United this season.
Over now to WhatsApp, guys.
Assurance.
People who are beefing us need to eat chicken meat and stop beefing. Yeah, let's go.
Hey.
All right. Well, the messages on Twitter, message on WhatsApp, actually. This one says, hello, Chuma and the other guys in the studio. If I were the owner of Chelsea, this conversation wouldn't have happened because I would have sacked him immediately after the loss, the game to Southampton. Toby from Otta in Ogun State. More messages here. This one says, good evening, guys in the studio. My name is Williams from Agege. I think the best option for Chelsea is to let Potter go. He hasn't done anything and he has nothing to offer. You know, as a Manchester United fan, but Chelsea fans are passing through a lot, you know, at the moment. saying that Potter should go. Good evening, Faji. My name is Michael from Agunyi. Okay.
So you're going to pause on that.
I'm going to
read more comments when we return
comments.
And go to international football after this break. Welcome back. We still do have the ability to give you sporting stability. That is certainty, is not a probability. We're Femi and the gang, and we're still live on Nigeria Info. Chuman Nolin here, Adezie Michael, Chidozie Okoroji, aka Overdose, Brownish, the man who's Chigozie, and also the man that I call Alex Agbasiere. I'm in the mix too. My name is Chuma Noli and it's great to have you out there listening to us. We have more of your comments.
El Raimero.
Alex has a barrage of messages.
You forgot to add El Raimero.
Charlie, they play. Charlie just
well,
play.
I'm to your boy, boss.
So, Alex, let's do like 5 more for now.
Yeah, messages are, you know, it's just pouring in. It's pouring in. I'll start with this one. This one says, good evening. What's up with him? This is Nigeria Info. Well, he said on our word, no.
He mixed the number, no worries. No, before
mix,
you, he mixed the
this
number.
Is I don't. I've seen one name that is not wrong. This one says my name is Suma. When is Chelsea sacking Potter? Potter is making me deny Chelsea the same way Adeze denied Overdose on national radio on Valentine's Day. Good evening, guys.
I cannot believe it.
I cannot believe my eyes.
What was that? Valentine's Day.
Can I go on with the messages?
Yeah, please.
Good evening, guys. I'm Mario from Bagada.
To the consternation of Overdose.
But Diesel, you said Chelsea isn't a mid-table team, but I think that the table would disagree with you.
Because they did exactly.
I think Chelsea's problem is that they have too many dribblers playing as individuals. I think Potter needs time till next season. Arsenal haven't had many coaches post Wenger, and I agree with that. Apart from you know Emery, went to
Emery. You get one more person now. No, first of all,
it was just Lundberg and Emery, and then Arteta came in. This one says Chuma, Adeze, and Co. Good evening, guys. My thoughts on Boehly, what is his name? Okay, the America co-owner. His name is Boehly.
Boehly.
There's no joy again when Chelsea is playing. Imagine sacking a first-class coach and bringing in a mediocre of a coach, Graham Potter. Can you show me one British coach that is doing well presently in the league? Anyway, if it's me, I will sack him or to humiliate him. We demote him to the under 23 so that you can't. Come on,
he will just resign.
Just he will leave your team.
He was asking about British coach, Abi.
Yeah,
did he just Sean Dyche?
Oh, come on,
Abi. Sean, no, be British guy.
Oh, come on, Sean Dyche now off the bounce. Two victories.
No, he's saying he could be means that A-lista.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. None of them. Please leave Potter alone. Let this bonanza last this season. I beg. Nifemi from Ijebode sent in that one. This one says, I think Chelsea is. I think Chelsea's case is that of too much ingredients. Don't spoil the soup. Wow. Tell the guy that Eddie Howe is a British coach. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
But all of a sudden, Newcastle have started playing anyhow.
They're playing anyhow now. Yeah.
How did Eddie
good evening, guys. My name is.
British coach thing.
Yeah.
Just in that how level. How did Eddie?
Okay, how? Alex, I beg one more. Don't mind these guys.
Good evening, guys. My name is Bolan from Sru Leri. My question is, how would you sack a Tuchel and settle for championship coach in Potter? The retrogression now. That's retrogression now. Well,
tough stuff, yeah.
I don't know. Like, when Tuchel was sacked, I was one of the people that I felt that was needless. It was rushed.
Let's not forget what that man said. That's Todd. It was about vision that Tuchel did not align with their own plan.
Exactly.
He was not a good coach.
This is the vision.
Tuchel did not align with their plans. Is that why they said Tuchel with you? Like, I don't know.
Maybe I see Boshu overdose. Overdose, leave!
I think he has.
I tell you guys something, right? Never allow the elder drink before.
Overdose, come on.
Because this is what happened.
But I saw him 1 hour ago before he came to this show. He was bantering with some people outside the condo.
That was 1 hour.
I've brought out time to explain the Tuchel sack. It was more than what happens on the pitch. They keep bringing Tuchel back. It breaks my heart. It's not about Tuchel. A lot of things behind the scene that Todd Boehly didn't talk about.
No,
it was beyond football.
Business,
he had to go.
You just have to make sure that you're aligned with the people who are operating the business. And I think Tuchel is obviously extremely talented and someone who had great success at Chelsea. Our vision for the club was finding a manager who really wanted to collaborate with us, a coach who really wanted to collaborate. You know, I think there's a lot of walls to break down at Chelsea. And, you know, before the first team, for example, in the academy, didn't really share data, didn't they? They didn't share information.
Well, time would not allow you to listen to that from start to finish. But that's Todd Boehly, the owner of Chelsea these days, or majority owner of the team. And that was him speaking sometime in September about why they let Tuchel go. I just needed to reiterate that point, that it wasn't about his efficiency as a coach.
For
your sake, I'll give you just 30 seconds. We need to switch to other series right now. Sorry, Ada.
Yeah. Todd Boehly is an American, and he likes to control every single part of his establishment.
Mm.
Thomas Tuchel is an independent thinker.
Mm.
He wants what he wants, and if you're not willing to give him what he wants, he's not willing to work for you. And I think that they just clashed. Tuchel is European. Todd Boehly is American. They were bound to clash.
I think that's on the larger scale. But just to keep it simple, Tuchel wants to be a coach. He doesn't want to get involved in who to buy. And Graham Potter he's got eyes for identifying younger players. So when people say that Graham Potter is not part of the people, that is a lie. He knows that Modric is going to come. He knows that Enzo is going to come. Mm. And then he's looking at them, okay, bring them on. So it was more like, for instance, I could bring a relationship with you. You may be everything I want. Compatibility.
Mr. Underscore Leon on Twitter says, I knew it from the onset that Graham Potter and Chelsea don't blend. Chelsea is bigger than Porter. Todd should just free him if we are to see the best of the Chelsea boys. I was part of the winners, okay, at the Merseyside Derby. Which game is that?
Liverpool Everton.
He says, I never see on a message yet. Okay. If you were part of, if the Fadji give anything for Merseyside Derby, it was not Mr. Ma.
Like maybe okay, it's Mr. Well, Ma.
I don't think the Fadji gave out anything to anybody. But if it's Mr. Ma, then surely you're going to get your gifts. By the way, Mr. Ma is going to be here from 9 p.m. And that's why I need to run to other stories, guys. Nigeria's Flying Eagles, they lost their first game in the Africa Under 20 Cup of Nations. They were beaten by a goal to nothing against Senegal. Their next game will be against Egypt in the coming days. The four teams that get to the semi-final stage of this competition will go on to represent Africa at the next FIFA Under 20 World Cup. Meanwhile, the Super Falcons lost again. Seven defeats in a row for the coach of that side. Randy Wardrum, is he Randy? I'm not too certain. the Super Falcons lost again to Colombia by goal to nothing. And they lost to Mexico the other time. Now they've lost to Colombia. They're preparing for the FIFA Women's World Cup. Things are not working out too well for them. Let's go to international football, guys, because we do have a... In fact, I'm going to touch on this tennis story before we go to international football. Novak Djokovic has continued with his impeccable form. He's now equaled Steffi Graf's record for most weeks in the number one sport as a tennis star. And he's now starting his 377th week at the top of the men's ranking. He's 35 and had held the record for the most number of weeks as number one for men. Set that one in March 2021. But what he's now done is equal what Steffi Graf was holding on to, which is the best record any tennis player, male or female, has had as world number one. The first time Djokovic was world number one was in 2011, and this is what, 2023, and he's gone off his comeback. His latest rise to number one was after he won the Australian Open. So that's led me to want to find out from the guys too. They'll think about it and get their response across to me in a bit. You can also respond to Ross on this one. You know, they say sport is a game of numbers, and every time we talk about this greatest of all time thing, I'm wondering if you have all the numbers in your favor, if it's enough to make you the greatest of all time. So is breaking all the records in sport or in a sport enough to make one the greatest of all time, or is there more that needs to be achieved before you get that title? So if a footballer, for example, and you have all the records, you are the highest goal scorer in international football, you have the highest goal scorer in club football, you won the highest number of Ballon d'Ors, you won the most number of trophies, does having all of those records all by yourself automatically make you number one, the greatest of all time in any sport? Or is there more to that title of greatest of all time than just having all the records? And I'm asking that question because I know there's still several persons who see Roger Federer as the greatest of all time. So I'm thinking to myself, if Djokovic goes on to win the highest number of Grand Slam titles, now he's on the same number with Rafael Nadal, both of them are the highest. And then he's now becomes the guy with the highest number of weeks as world number one, and he's breaking all the other records. Would that not be enough to just say, guy, you don't do what your others never do, collect GOAT's title? Or is there more to being the greatest of all time than just breaking all the records in the sport? We're going to speak to Ross on that one. Just before the guys come in to have their say on this, Alex Abeze, Brownish and Overdose, let's give you an insight into, just touch on the big teams that played in Europe over the weekend. Bayern Munich, I don't understand what's going to happen to them. After winning in the UEFA Champions League during midweek, they lost in the Bundesliga. I saw a tweet from Borussia Mönchengladbach. They said, this is when you buy Jan Sommer. You buy Sommer, you still cannot win a game. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how would you as Bayern be the Gladbach when you have Sommer in winter? Because, you know, Jan Sommer, yeah, he's a goalkeeper, but he cannot do magic in winter now, a winter period with this. So Bayern lost that game to Borussia Mönchengladbach. PSG needed Lionel Messi magic at the very end, 90 minutes plus 5. To win. He scored a beautiful free kick to ensure PSG won over the weekend. Yeah, yes, sir.
The answer to that Bayern question is that when you look at the Bayern team, their best passer of the ball is blind, you know, so...
Dele Blind.
Yeah, so you just true, have to...
Okay, so he's not passing the ball well.
Yeah, it starts.
Gasoli.
Yeah. You have a point. Meanwhile, that PSG victory against Lille saw Neymar pick up an injury, which is something that even made him shed tears too. So we hope he's going to be fine because they need him as they look ahead to their second leg game against Bayern in the UEFA Champions League on the 8th of next month. Barcelona, their defensive record is simply out of this world. They beat Cardiff by 2-0. And guess what? They have conceded, just about 7 goals all season.
It's Visca Barca.
They've kept 17 clean sheets now, Barcelona, in 22 matches this season in the La Liga. It's a record that no other team in the history of the La Liga has achieved. And somebody is saying, man, be like Barca could just sweep themselves to victory in the La Liga. Meanwhile, Atletico Madrid won their game by a goal to nothing against Athletic Club. Antoine Griezmann is getting back to winning ways. He scored the only goal for them in that game. There's more on the La Liga to come with Stoppage Time La Liga with Mr. Ma from 9 p.m. Stay with us for that. Guys, let's leave football and come to this tennis conversation. And yeah, you could want to lace football examples around your analysis too. I'll start with you, Brownish, and then Alex comes in before Daisy and Overdo speak. Greatest of all time, should having all the records in your sports be enough to give you that accolade, or is there more to it than just having records, as Djokovic is doing?
Now, first off, I would say it depends on the sport.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to football, there are a lot more factors that like are included when it comes to, you know, the way the sport is being played, the overall field, because there are 11 players on the pitch, as opposed to tennis where it's just you, or even track and field, right?
You're running for yourself
and maybe for your own, you're running for yourself basically. So in football, you could say that the records necessarily can't really call you the greatest of all time, despite how much I want to say that, considering that the person that I do consider the greatest of all time has broken virtually every single record. But when it comes to individual sports like tennis, nobody helped you win that, and it wasn't by fluke. If you've broken all the records and all the records favor you, then you are the greatest to ever do it, because tennis being played in this era is not different from tennis being played in eras past.
How about technology things too?
Yeah, so the technology kind of advanced, and then sometimes the rules might change, but it's not overly different.
Okay.
Because even in tennis from back then, tennis has always been a rich man's game, which means that the standard for officiating has had to be a certain way. And if you have broken those records in an era where you can't even afford to make mistakes, because now technology will call you out. The technology is there to show that, okay, he didn't do this. The calls are more precise now than they were before. It's not like VAR where, you know, the calls are it's almost inch perfect. There might be a few wrong calls there and there because of human error. Yeah. But the fact is, the technology makes it a lot more difficult for those human error to actually come in, especially in a single game like tennis. Okay. So I feel like for
a tennis star,
if you've broken all the records and you've won the majority of titles and stuff like that, especially in an era where you're playing alongside other fantastic names. I mean, Novak Djokovic is played in the same era with Roger Federer, Rafael like, these are men that have dominated, but the fact that they have dominated means they've been pit up against themselves.
So and if Djokovic goes on like he's going, he's going to hold the record. He's glaring at this stage as the guy. In the coming weeks, he'll become the guy with the highest number of weeks as world number one. Later, the way he's going, he's younger than Nadal. He's more likely than not going to become the guy with the highest number of Grand Slam titles.
True.
When it comes to ATP titles, he's also high up there too. So if we get to a level where he breaks all of these records by himself, you think there should be no argument. Okay, Alex, what do you think, really? Because, you know, some people feel that there are other, I'm trying to use the right word, really, but
factors.
That's a good word. Yeah, that should help in defining
other elements.
Some people say character should be part of it. You know, some people think that there's more to being greatest of all time than just holding all the records.
Well, holding all the records is one thing. It's actually
variables. Like that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
The key thing is the records, the amount of records that you hold. You know, what you've contributed to that sport in question. Yeah. I mean, Brownish made a good point. Mm-hmm. The two different things when you're talking about team sports, and you're talking about, it's like saying after Duplantis, finishes his athletics career and breaks all the records, he's the greatest of all time. Meanwhile, the people who have done it before Duplantis, who, you know, did some crazier or some, you know, maybe better things than Duplantis in that area. So I can understand the difference in a team sport and singles. But at the end of the day, Chuma, when you want to be defined as the greatest to ever do something, I think trophies, awards, records, these things are put together. And that's why till date, I made that reference with basketball. That's why a lot of people would say, "Yeah, Jordan won more titles than LeBron James." Mm. LeBron James is still in the NBA, but it doesn't look like he has a championship team with the Lakers. So, whenever that argument pops up, you hear six championships and four. So it's not the same thing. So it's like, even in football, you know, that Ronaldo and Messi debate will go down to the wire. But, yeah, you know, some Messi
now
fans
now
would come and say, he has the World Cup. Ronaldo doesn't have the World Cup. So when you look at records, what you've done, your contribution to the game, well, I'm not going to throw in, you know, your personal life, because some people are arrogant and they break the records too.
So
and
you would not add that to the
goal. I wouldn't add that to the goal. So I would just say this. I like the Djokovic analogy too. Makes sense. But I mean, if you've broken virtually all the records in a sport, you should be considered the greatest of all time.
Amazing. So he is focused more on those records and accolades and trophies won by you than anything else. Are there other, yeah, I can use the word now. Is it variables or variables? Whatever the grammar is now. Diesel, you know, by the way, shout out to Vitor Osimhen, our Nigerian guy. He's hit 100 goals now, faster than Ronaldo and Messi did, really. And his Napoli team keep extending the lead between themselves and the chasing pack.
They keep flying.
Yeah, it's scary.
Diesel.
Quite scary.
Yeah, you know, the guys have basically touched on everything. Okay. But then again, you know, it's quite different if it's a team sport compared to an individual sport. Tiger Woods is one of the greatest because of what he's done, especially when it comes to golf.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I think for you to be the greatest, you have to dominate in terms of that sport. I mean, we're not looking at other factors. Other factors could be your composure, your technique, the way you approach the sport, the way you rise to the challenge or whatnot. But the numbers are what counts. And nobody would ever look at Novak Djokovic right now between two Grand Slams and say, oh, okay, he hasn't done enough. I mean, if he goes on to win 23, he's going to be the main guy. Harry Kane is being celebrated at Tottenham right now because he's the highest goal scorer of the side. Ronaldo is being celebrated in world football because he's the highest goal scorer in international football. Yeah. So I feel that when you break all the records in your sport, you've gone on to show that you are the main man, especially when it comes to that field. If it's in basketball, if it's in tennis, that's why those people who do that are recognized. Oh, the most the basketballer with a triple double, or the defensive player of the game, or you know the eighth man or whatever, the fifth man, or you know, the awards given to distinguish you from others. So if it's in an individual sport like tennis, if I win 40 Grand Slam titles, you don't expect the guy who won 20 to say he's greater than me, because I've eclipsed his record. So for me, I think that's the only basis, and that should count.
Makes sense. It sounds very easy listening to all three of you analyze it, because it looks like you guys are coming from the same direction, which makes so much sense, to be honest. But I'm also thinking from an obscure perspective, something like, we will not lie. The truth is, you call Tiger Woods, for example.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is one of the main guys that helped to expand the gospel of golf around the world. Roger Federer, when you talk about tennis, expanding the gospel of tennis.
Yeah.
Federer and Serena Williams have helped to expand the gospel of tennis more than any other.
Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant did it in basketball.
Michael Jordan too did, just like Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, Usain Bolt in athletics.
Yeah.
So if I'm a Roger Federer, and beyond winning, let's say I won 21 Grand Slam titles, for example. He's on 20, I think. And I do 20. This other guy does 22. This guy just beat my record now as highest number of wins.
Yeah.
But I am number two behind him on that record. Then you now add for me too my composure as a person, as an ambassador for the sport, and then how I helped to push the sport to the rest of the world. Should that not add to my own edge too? Because we're just focused on, okay, he won this. For me, I don't get impact for the sport. Help sell the sport.
Your composure.
Okay, beyond my composure now, me helping to spread the gospel of the sport because of how well I had carried the sport.
Yeah, I mean,
other people were there before
Roger Federer.
Agreed.
There was Peter Sampras. There was Andre Agassi. There was Mark Philippoussis. There was Patrick Rafter. These guys helped spread the gospel too. But just because Roger Federer surpassed them, number of Grand Slam titles, nobody will remember a Patrick Rafter. Nobody talks about Peter Sampras. Nobody talks about Andre Agassi. And these were the founding guys in tennis, rather. Not table tennis, but in tennis. So you even talk about, you know, the guy who, Jim Connors. You also talk about the Australian Open man, the old guy who, I can't remember his name right now. But again, Roger Federer has done his, and that's why he's high up there. Not because of the gospel that he spread, but because of the Grand Slam that he won. one.
Okay. Yeah. So you're still insistent on titles being the major yardstick, really. Let's go in for another commercial break. When we return from this one, Alex will soft through your comments on WhatsApp. We see if we can pick one or two goals just before we wrap up on Game On. This is Game On. It's live on Nigeria Info. Yes, we're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're back to get ready to say bye-bye. So we'll go back to the WhatsApp portal immediately. Let's have Alex share some of your thoughts on that platform.
Okay, I'll just take some messages, Chuma, before we leave. I'm looking for that particular one you pointed out some minutes ago.
I need to get off myself too. Yeah. The guy who's talking about Novak Djokovic and his record in tennis. But you can take some, don't worry.
Yeah, this one says, good evening, Chumali. If Namibi Chelsea chairman had outfield him good day, when he sacked later, I could kill me down for there. Before the final whistle against Southampton, he would have received his sack letter. That's for Graham Potter. This one says that the disrespect to Potter, Shah, please let him continue. They enjoy him. I think we are complaining too soon when he won 10 games on the bounce. Nobody said anything. They will be fine. But in the meantime, as an Arsenal fan, I love to see this. I am Mario from Bagada.
I know one person who also defends Graham Potter so much is the man FX, and he's here with the right effect. He's going to be here in the beat alongside Mr. Marfor, Stoppage Time La Liga. That's a sign for us to know we have to leave the studio now. IK from Ikeja, I see your comment. Thank you. Says, I will not judge Djokovic as the greatest male tennis player of all time, regardless of how many Grand Slams he goes on to win. Since 2003, the trio of Federer, Nadal and Djokovic have dominated the Grand Slams. Today, Federer is retired while Nadal blighted by persistent injuries and all that. But he says, the summary of your long talk is the fact that you wouldn't want to ascribe the greatest of all time accolade to Djokovic, even if he wins all the Grand Slams in this world. Guys, thank you for winning with me on Game On tonight. Over those, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. And I think concerning the Thomas Tuchel sack, it was because he met the proverbial cul-de-sac. So that's why it was sacked.
Brownish, thanks for being here.
I'm still going to be here after, so stay tuned. I reserve my comments.
Alex, thanks,
man. It's just entirely unbelievable the things that Overdose cooks up, cooks up and says on air. But what a night. Good night.
My name is Chuma Noli. Good night. Next up is Stoppage Time La Liga on Nigeria Info. Stay with us.